total package.
We are back with another episode of Unwrapped. And per the usual, Sanjay is vacaying on a yacht, an island, a boat, somewhere. Who knows? I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, but she's always somewhere. So as usual, when Sanjay is away, I bring in a co-host. So today we have somebody that is not a stranger to the show. You guys seem to love him. I'm sure by now you can figure out who I'm describing. But yes, we have Chris Simon in the house. Say hello.
Hello.
And
Sanjay is always gone though, right?
She is. She is living it up on vacay.
Yeah, I feel like I need to be the new member of the team if Sanjay's going to be gone all the time. She's in Monaco right now.
You know what? I think
she was in Monaco.
She was in Monaco. I don't know where she has landed right now. Who knows? Italy?
She's living her best life.
Living her best life. But
no, I feel like I should be officially a member of the podcast, y'all. Like, as if I need to keep filling in like this.
Sanjay and I will have to vote on that, and we'll let you know and get back to you. However, we are a women's only club.
Well, check this out. If you don't get my contract right, I'm going to pull a Joe Buttons, and I'm out here, and I'm going to leave you looking like academics. You know what I mean?
I mean, listen, we'll talk about
it. Revolt, go to Diddy House and get, you know what I mean? Oh.
We'll let you know. But I wanted to bring you in today and kind of just discuss, like, the holidays. We're back fresh from Christmas and New Year's. And, you know, I just was scrolling through my Instagram feed, and all I see is New Year, New Me, New Year, New Me, right? And then you see the memes that say, oh, it's a lot of New Year's, New Me, can't wait to meet the new you, or just a bunch of jokes about New Year, New Me. But I actually think that New Year, New Me is okay. I don't see anything wrong with
it. So you're going to have a new you?
Not necessarily a new me, but I mean, I think it's okay to set goals. Not necessarily New Year's resolutions, but you can set goals for the new year and put an end to the things that didn't quite work in the previous year, in my opinion.
So I shouldn't be expecting a new you?
No, don't expect a totally new me, but I might make a few changes. I mean, but I started, in all fairness, I started before New Year's. I started, like, for instance, this year I think I was the best gift giver that I've ever been.
I'm actually sipping some of your gifts right now.
See? So this year we decided to do 5 days of Christmas. And the reason why was because for the past previous, I would say at least maybe 3 years, we didn't exchange gifts. We kind of focused a lot on the kids. And then throughout the year, I personally get a lot of things. I don't necessarily gift a lot to Chris, but I get gifts throughout the year.
Mike, you recording this, yo, man? So if I ever need to reference back to this to show her that she don't really buy me a whole bunch of stuff?
I don't.
Or take care of me like that?
Part of my new year as well is me being very honest and forthcoming about who I am. I think that...
So who you was with last night?
Shut up. Nah, no. I think that part of knowing yourself is knowing your flaws and your positives, if that makes sense. Like, you just gotta know what you're good at and what you're not. So needless to say, back to where I was going with this, I receive a lot of gifts throughout the year. So during Christmas time, we didn't really exchange gifts. We did in the beginning when you're trying to impress people and dating, but we didn't really exchange gifts for a while. So this year,
I still got you Christmas gifts though, didn't I?
No.
I think you lying.
No, I'm not.
I didn't get you nothing the year before.
Last year I got a check that you took back. See?
I didn't take it back. You just didn't need it.
I didn't need it. So technically, and then the year before that, we didn't exchange.
That is not true.
That is true.
Bro, so you're trying to tell me ever since we've been living here, because we are recording from the house today.
We are.
Real comfy. You're trying to tell me you've never gotten a Christmas gift here? I know for a fact, because I know where I hide your Christmas gifts at and how I used to get up in the middle of the night, go get grab them and put them under the tree. I know that's not true.
If you can't remember, then it wasn't worth talking about.
No, I'm trying to tell you, I know that's not true.
Okay. Can you stop trying to contradict my point here?
No, I think the more accurate point is that, Chris, I just haven't bought you gifts since we've been living here.
No, not true. Not true at all. But anyway, where I'm trying to go with this is, we did 5 days of Christmas. And for each five days leading up to the date of Christmas, we were supposed to gift one gift that was thoughtful. And I'm not going to lie, I kind of stole the idea from Gia and DJ Envy. And they do 12 days, but I kind of twisted ours a little bit. It didn't need like poetry and all the elaborateness of it. It just, the point was
you
to be thoughtful.
Cards with like nice stuff.
I did cards with clues. I did. And the point was clues. To be it was thoughtful.
Like, yeah, and I thought that. See, here's the thing. While you think that you. Did you compare the gift giving? Like, did you say that you were better than us, than mine? Or did you say this was your best year at gift giving?
I said that this was my best year at gift giving.
Okay, that's fair.
I was.
Because I thought what you was going to say was that you were better than me. And I was about to just say that's because you are spoiled and unappreciative of the gifts that I gave.
Oh, my goodness. Spoiled and unappreciative.
Yeah, what? Because I try, you know. It's hard for me. I told you, I like to go big. You know what I mean? I'm not a middleman, like in between person. It's hard for me to scale something down. I like to just knock it out the park. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I knew that the last few days I was hitting home runs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do some thoughtful stuff the entire way. I thought it was all thoughtful. However, out of those first 3 days, you only appreciated one thing, you know what I mean? And I think that you... That's
not true at all. That's not true. I appreciated several of the gifts.
Several of the gifts I gave on that one day.
No. So, truthful moment. In my brain, I was convinced that I was getting one thing. Two things, actually. I thought that I was getting diamond earrings on one day, and a new car is like the big finale. So each time I got a gift, I literally was expecting it to be these things. And when it wasn't, I couldn't help but to show my disappointment.
Let's rewind this, yo, because I think this just further reiterates the spoiledness.
I mean, I literally thought that I was going to open up the car door. So and it was going to be earrings sitting on the seat of a new car. I did. I was convinced. I knew it. There was no question in my mind that you were getting those things because that was all I asked for.
Oh, that was all.
Well, I asked for several
things.
That
was all. Santa, the only thing I asked for was earrings and a brand new car. I'm not asking for much, Santa. I'm pretty sure you can pull that one off, right?
I'm just saying.
And a car that's better than my current car, right?
I'm just saying that that was what I asked Come for. On. So, you know what? This is not about me. We're talking about the holidays.
We did get a new car, though. We got a go-kart.
Oh, yeah. We did. We got a go-kart. Chris and the kids got a go-kart. So, and they are the most terrifying things I've ever seen in my life, guys. When I watch my son fly around a tree going like what seems to be 60 miles per hour on two wheels. It's supposed to be four, but he turns the corner so fast that it's two wheels. My heart stops. But they love it. And it's like a thrill that they get from it.
That was the reason. So
that's why I didn't get.
That's the reason why we did get a car.
Oh,
so we need to add that you had 6 days of Christmas now.
I did. But I got a go-kart, guys.
So
he got a go-kart, actually. But
I am living out like my childhood denials. You know what I'm saying? So like I get the kids the stuff that I wanted to have when I was young that I know that they would like. So I got them a go-kart and it was like, if they get a go-kart and they're riding, how am I going to teach them where to drive, where to go to, and all this other stuff? So it was only right that I had to get an adult size go-kart to ride.
You know, as ridiculous as that sounds, I do agree that it's helpful for you to have that car so you can go with them. Otherwise, we'd be running on foot, chasing behind them, making sure that they're okay. Yeah. So
now I just speed in front of them and look behind them, see if they're doing all right.
So that was Christmas.
No, but back to the point, though, of your spoiledness, a car and diamonds, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you undervalued my gifts that I actually did get because you were looking for something that wasn't about to happen.
So
that Santa couldn't fit on his sleigh.
So again, new year, new me.
No.
I'm working on my flaws.
No, but I really want, before we get to this new year, new me thing, I really want to get to how you just like took a dump on my perfume gifts. And then Sephora stuff.
I didn't take a dump on the gifts. However, yes, what? Okay, so the first day he hit it out the park. He got me a bunch of new fitness gear, and it was all blush colored. Blush is one of my favorite colors, and I absolutely am obsessed with workout clothing. Like I just am. I love athleisure. So that one I was super excited about, and I was like, if this is day one, it's only going up from here. So day two, I woke up to a bag from Sephora, which for most women would be the most exciting thing in the world. So when I see Sephora, I'm like, yes, what could be in here? And I open it up and I see eyeshadow, which for my African American women out there, you know that we don't really wear eyeshadow. Now, if we're getting our makeup done and we're paying the professional, they may put it on us, but we're gonna throw one little simple color up there that's probably a nude or a little shimmer, and we're gonna go on about our business because we're not putting on eyeshadow. So I got several palettes of eyeshadow, a mascara, which is one that I like, and Laura Mercier, like the setting powder, the translucent, which is great, but I own three of them. Now, you know that those things last you forever. So if you already have three, the fourth one is just a little extra. So I took it all back.
So here's the thing. When I went to purchase the gift, actually, I stole the idea from my homeboy Envy and Gia. Because he said that she said that Envy would go to Sephora and buy all her favorite stuff and buy a travel bag so she doesn't have to pack her real makeup and she could just take it. So I was like, okay. So I went to Sephora. Well, first, we were in Sephora a few days before and you showed me some makeup brushes that you thought were hot that I should get for somebody. And I wound up getting them. And then you talked about some makeup and I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to go back to get the makeup. So when I went back, I asked the lady to pull up your account to find out what it is that you actually like. So, or what you have ordered before.
Can I stop you for a second?
What?
So today, Carson and I went to the mall and we went to Sephora to take the stuff back. And who's the person returning it? The lady that helped you.
Oh, really?
Yes. She was like, oh my gosh, I helped your husband pick out this stuff. You don't like it? I was like, ma'am, no. What were you thinking? And she says, you know, he was so helpless and so lost, and I just didn't know who you were, so I just picked anything. And I looked at her very nicely and I said, I could tell.
I don't know. Like, I don't know the difference between an eyelash and eyebrow until more recently.
How could you not know the difference between an eyelash and an eyebrow?
I don't know. They're all eyes. They're all part of your eyes. They're hair on your eyes.
No. Your eyebrows on your face, not your eyes.
They're right above your eyebrow. If you wink or go like this, it becomes a part of your eye. Try it.
I've never noticed how close your eyebrows are to your eye. You actually don't have much space between your eyebrow and your eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have more space than that. Moving on.
That's because you get Botox.
I do not
get I'm just joking.
I will at some point in my life. I'm not saying anything opposed to Botox, but
so
I
didn't know, so I just asked her to help me with a few things, and she looked up, and I said, this is what she gets. She says, yeah. And I said, so give me some things that she gets and give me some things that will complement what she actually has so that, you know what I'm saying, I don't keep buying her stuff that she already has tons of. So she picked those things out. And then there was a little travel bag that you had pointed to. I was like, oh, that's cute when we was in there. So I got that too.
You're right. And I was wrong.
But then the next day.
I was wrong. We don't have to talk about this anymore.
No, but I know. I just want to point out, this is my time to vent to your crowd about your spoiledness.
Oh, great.
So the next day I got perfume. So I literally was in Nordstrom's for like 3 hours picking out and smelling. Like, my nose became numb. I smelled so many perfumes. Like, my nose smelled like a perfume section and beans put together. You know what I mean?
All the coffee beans?
Yes. So I wound up buying a fragrance that I thought smelled good, but I didn't realize that I actually bought it for you the year before?
No, three Christmases ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you bought me the same one, but it was from the kids.
Which one was it?
Flower Bomb.
Yeah, yeah. And I bought it from the kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then so I bought that again. I asked the lady,
not only did he just buy it, he bought the gift set. It came with like lotion and spray and perfume.
Yeah.
And then it had like a little keychain and a flower.
Would you rather me just get the bottle?
No, I mean, you balled out on Flower Bomb.
Yo, you know me. I tell you, I go hard, go home.
Mm-hmm. However, what is my favorite perfume?
Tom Ford.
Thank you. So why would you get Flower Bomb?
Because you have the Tom Ford.
I have, but Tom Ford has an array of different fragrances.
Yeah, I wanted
fragrances
to expand your palette. You know what I'm saying? So I got that, and then I got
YSL.
YSL.
And when I smelled it, you said, yes, this is the one that has the hint of bubble gum. Bubble gum, people.
Because the rest of them were like serious smells. So I was like, I want something a little different. She was like, well, try this one. This has like, it settles like in a bubble gum smell. I was like, oh, that's good.
Oh, bubble gum. Hey, like, man, I'm five.
I might want to chew you, baby.
I'm a 12-year-old girl.
I don't put that chewing to you.
No. I had to take them back. And I mean, it's the thought that counts. And I get
but
it.
But you hated them.
I did hate them.
You're spoiled.
But I said thank you.
And your friend Ashley said, yo, Janine is so spoiled. It's the thought that counts. And these things are awesome. You know what I mean?
You're right. So new year, new me. I'm working on me. It's Hey, what did I say when we first started this episode? I said to know yourself is to know your flaws and the things that make you a good person. So I'm accepting of what I'm good at, but I'm also accepting of what I'm bad at. And I just know that, okay, I'm not going to be good at everything. And the things that I have flawed, my character flaws, I'm working on.
Did you say your carrot flaws?
Character.
Because you did mess the carrots up on Christmas as well.
I did not mess the carrots
up. They weren't
the
same ones from Thanksgiving.
The carrots were
You
Christmas?
Blamed it on the packets.
I did use packet seasoning.
The carrots weren't that good.
All right. Well, that was mean.
I'm just saying. I thought you said carrot flaws.
My carrots were good.
No, I crushed Christmas dinner.
Right, yeah.
Would you agree?
You did. I didn't feel like cooking, and so breakfast. I was very happy that you were motivated to cook on Christmas.
Yeah, so.
I was a little tired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so after all of this, I'm sick on Christmas. I got to cook. I got to ride go-karts. I got to do it all. My belt breaks on my go-kart. I get stranded at the bottom of the hill. I have to push the go-kart halfway up the hill. Then Janine, so I'm sick, and Janine has this great idea. Her friend comes over a few days after Christmas. The next day, I'm trying to repair my go-kart. I'm out there like working like a mechanic and everything in like 17-degree weather when I could have just paid to take it to the store, which would wind up happening anyway. Her friend comes over and invites us to Chicago for Christmas. I mean, for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, so we made a last-minute decision to go to Chicago for New Year's Eve, and we honestly didn't really have plans.
I was sick.
We toyed around with different ideas of different places that we could go in Baltimore, but none of them were really, I'm not going to say that appealing, because some of them were some good parties, but nothing that just really we felt like we had to go to. That you wanted to go to Bygon, which is a new restaurant at the Four Seasons here in Baltimore. But we went to the grand opening, and that was less than a week before. So to me, I wanted to do something different. And we had never been to Chicago.
I keep saying I'm stopped drinking it, but this stuff is good. I keep pouring it up.
But you said it was sharp. Sorry. So one of the gifts that I gave him was he's really into whiskeys and cognacs. So I bought him a collection of rare whiskeys and cognacs, and he's drinking one of them right now. And he says he's stopping drinking, but he's poured the glass three times. But yeah, so we went to Chicago for New Year's Eve. And for me, I really love exploring new cities and countries together. I don't know. It's kind of been our thing. Like, we had only been together for maybe a month and we went to Canada.
We went on a couples trip, man. We went to Chicago.
We did do a couples trip. Chicago.
It was cool. You got to record your vlog.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Mike is in the background talking because Chris keeps inviting Mike to the podcast. Mike is not on the podcast.
No, I know. I'm just referencing certain things. But we got to go away together. But what was I about to say? You started recording your vlog. You want to tell the people about that? I'm excited about your vlog.
Yeah, so I'm starting a vlog, and it's called Janine Adore, and Janine being my name, and Janine Adore is also my Instagram name, but Adore just means love. So it's about the different things that I love, the places I love, the people I love, the things I love, but I think it'll be pretty interesting. So I started it, and we're going to kick it off with the vlog episode in Chicago, but
well, maybe one more before that.
It was a city that we learned to love because we had never been there together.
Did we love it? Because we did get to argue once or twice.
We argued a couple times there, but we wouldn't be us without it. Would you like to share what we argued about since you wanted to?
To pizza place in the middle of the day, and it messed up the dinner plans
again.
For this,
as I say, new year, new me.
Pizza, this super deep dish pizza, and the wait was 50 some minutes.
Giordano's.
Mm-hmm. But you know me being from Baltimore, I finessed that joint. They said they came, and as soon as we walked through the door, it was like 80 people in the waiting room.
Hold on for a second. They don't know what you're talking about. You're randomly talking about the pizza place. Let's explain why you're talking about the pizza place. So, guys, literally, we travel together a lot, right? That's what I was alluding to, that one month into our relationship, we went to, where do we go? Canada. Like, we've just started our relationship off traveling, and then that's just one of the things that...
I did take you on a date to Canada.
We did. So that's just one of the things that we do together, right? So with that being, we typically argue everywhere that we go. Like, every city I can think of we've been to, I can name an argument to go along with it. That is just us.
No, they're usually not even... Don't overplay our arguments. They're not that...
Babe, yes, they are.
They're frequent.
Yes, they are. But
they argue in Miami.
But they're pretty, like, small arguments about stupid stuff. And most of the time, they're Chris's fault. Most of the time, they are. They're your fault.
No, most of the time, it's you being emotional or, like, overworking yourself and, like, man, like pushing it on me, transferring it on me, and I got to deal with the pieces of it. But
no,
anyway.
No, no. As we keep talking about new year, new me, somebody else needs a new year, new them.
I have some new year's resolutions.
Yeah. So we're going to move to that because we're going to use this argument as a prime example of one of the changes that I have made, right? Okay. And I have no problem discussing that argument with the public.
But can we get
it's
back to
over
the pizza
now.
Thing?
The argument is, well, that's what I'm talking about, if you would let me go.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So Chris is usually the planner. He plans the trips. He makes an itinerary for it. And I just go along with it.
Oh, can please let's add some preface to this. I do not want to be the planner. By default, in your lack of...
What? Lack of what?
Coordination, planning, mm-hmm. and just mm-hmm. spoiledness. You've just become accustomed to me doing it, and so you don't exert the effort to do it.
I am so happy you said that. No.
If that is your New Year resolution, yes, you did research and do some stuff.
Nope.
You've done some stuff in New York. You put together our itinerary in New York.
I'm so happy you said that because that's where I was going with this. Okay. He says all the time that he doesn't like to plan, he doesn't want to do it, he wants me to do it, guys, right? However, when we decided to go to Chicago. I said, I don't want any planning. It's a last minute trip. Let's just go with the flow. The only thing I want to plan is really where we're going to be for New Year's Eve. Okay. So we get there. We have a good day. We see my girlfriend. We do a couple of things. And she gives us a list of restaurants we should go to. In addition to that, one of my girlfriends from here said, you've got to try this place. It's called Giordano's. That's what she kept saying. You got to try this place. You got to try this place. And it's a pizza place. So we had a break in our schedule. And I said, we're going to go to Giordano's. He was taking a nap.
Did we have a break in our schedule?
We did. You were taking a nap, and
no,
I didn't want a nap.
No, I was not taking a nap. It was the first day there. We went to see the bean. We did it all. The bean was nice, though. Janine didn't know what the bean was. She was like, what is this thing you keep talking about? I'm like, that you gotta go see? I'm like, Janine, it looks like a chromosome. I'm trying to tell you. Like, it looks like a kidney bean. Anyway, it was our first day there, so we went there. We went to a homegirl place. We went to some other places. Janine says we were going to all keep hanging out, go get something to eat. She was like, no, I want to go back to the room and check in and everything. So we go back, check in. And then, no, but no, this, no. This is where the argument started because there was not a break in our schedule because you told your friend you didn't want to keep just going. You kind of wanted to go check in and slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, cool. We're going to go back to the room. We're going to check in and slow it down. I may go down to the lounge, have a drink, chill. As soon as we get to the room, he's like, all right, come on, let's go. I'm like, yo, I thought you just said you wanted to chill.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, no, I want to go to this pizza place. I'm ready to go. No, and what you said, you can sleep. I'm going to go to the pizza place, and then you can just meet me there.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we're in Chicago. It's cold. It's dark.
We weren't on the south side.
What kind of man would I be if I let you go to Chicago in an Uber, a random Uber by yourself?
It said it was 6 minutes away from the hotel.
It doesn't matter, bro. It was like, yo, you're in a foreign city that we haven't been to before. You're going to be getting in a stranger's car to go to a restaurant, and they're going to know you're not from here. So the opportunity for them to bust a move on you or something crazy could happen. So what would I look like letting that happen?
And I appreciate your concern, babe. However, I was determined that I was going to go to this place. I was hungry. I wanted to be a tourist. I wanted to go to this pizza place. So needless to say, he wakes up. We get in the Uber. We go to this pizza place. When we get there, I already knew that there was a 45-minute wait because I called ahead. And they said there's a 45-minute wait. Hence why I said I was going to go before him and let him sleep. And then he could meet me there when it was time for our table
Ladies,
to be ready.
Ladies, I think that if you disagree with me with a lot of things about the passwords and all this other stuff, I think one thing you could definitely agree with me on is that you do not let your lady go navigating out in a city that she's not from when it's dark, especially the highest murder rate city.
Excuse me. We were not in the south side of Chicago.
No, bro. When they say murders, they don't say it as a specific jurisdiction. It's Chicago.
Can we get back to the point of the story?
Go ahead.
Thank you. So needless to say, he comes with me because he's such a wonderful husband. We get there. there's a long wait, and he's like, we're not staying here. I said, oh, yes, we are. You can leave, but I am determined that I'm going to get this pizza. So there's a lady where you go in and you check in, you give her your name. So as I'm standing there giving the lady my name, there's another lady saying, Yanni, it's two for Yanni, Yanni. So Chris says, hey, Yanni, come on. So I look at him, and I'm like, who the hell is Yanni?
You.
He's like, you, nigga, come on.
Let's go.
So we took Yanni's table.
Bro, I will finesse
for two.
Have you ever seen me stand in a line for too much of anything?
No.
You go to a fight, you go to the Ravens game, you go to a basketball game, the line's outside. I never stand in. I always finagle.
So.
Even go to a concert, and you hate this. The line for the bar would be so long, I will hop in front of two people, say, I'm going to pay for y'all drinks, just act like I was here with you. Cool. I never stand in a line. I was not about to stand in a pizza place line.
Yeah, so we took Yanni's table.
And I'm heated. I'm like, yo, you about to make us go sit down for these pizzas, and we could have just went to the corner and got like the New York style pizza.
In Chicago. Who gets New York style pizza in Chicago?
I'm just saying. It
exactly.
Was, New
you
York
want
style
Chicago,
pizza would have been better.
No, you want Chicago deep dish.
Nah, that wasn't that good.
So anyway, guys, keep in mind, remember, he said that he wants me to plan, and I always make him plan, and da-da-da-da. Well, I had a plan, and we were going to this freaking pizza place. We get there, and he has an attitude. So we sit down at the table, and this man has an entire attitude because he doesn't want to be at this pizza place. He starts to rant about how it's only 6 o'clock and when we're done eating, it's going to be 7:30 at the latest. And now we have nothing to do until dinner and the time to go out.
Because you said that, yo, you wanted to go out later on. I'm like, yo, so what are we going to do from 7:30 to like 12:30 now? Or 11:30, it's like, bro.
Didn't matter. We're on
this
vacation.
Random
you just go with the flow.
This pizza thing just done messed up our coordination of our schedule. I'd rather get dressed, go to dinner, grab a drink, and now we in full effect. We just in the mood. We just vibing and we moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm spontaneous. I don't like to plan. That's a lie. I don't like to plan on vacation. When I'm on vacation, I am literally a totally different
false,
person.
Though. When we was in New York for Devin's birthday,
because
you had a whole
because you wanted
itinerary.
Me to. I would not have done that. We would have gone with the flow. You wanted an itinerary.
All right. You did good in New York. That was
so anyway,
good.
At the table, we argue because he doesn't want to be there. I want to be there. And then when the pizza comes, it's amazing. And he says, it's not even that good. That was his ego. He was convinced that the pizza wasn't that good just because he wanted to be right and feel like we didn't need to be there. No one on earth has ever said that Giordano's pizza is not good.
I didn't like it.
You're weird.
I had to eat it with a fork, bro.
It's a deep dish pizza, guys. So if you've never been to Chicago, it's a deep dish pizza. It's about 2 inches deep. And the cheese.
It wasn't even greasy.
The sauce is on the top of it. And then it's stuffed with whatever you pick
that's
to go in the middle
how
of it. So
the
cheese,
sauce on top.
The toppings, all of that are in the middle of it. And you eat it with the fork.
And the sauce wasn't good. It wasn't at Papa John's.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't Ralph.
So we had a whole argument about this in the middle of this pizza restaurant. And so finally I said, you know what?
We didn't have an argument. You just became upset that I was engaged. I was watching the UFC fight and
on
texting,
Instagram and
you know
texting
yeah.
and laughing
just,
with his
you
homeboys.
You wanted to have some intimate convo.
Exactly. But part, of new, but part of New Year, New Me, one of my New Year's resolutions, okay. I don't like to call them resolutions, but goals, was to argue less and to not feed into Chris's dumb arguments. So when he was mad about the pizza place,
I did not argue with you.
I ignored
it. You just thought I was like dissing.
You were. And at the end of the day, old me would have been like, pay attention, look at me, I'm right here sitting in front of it. Instead,
and you didn't do that.
No.
Just did it the next day.
Instead, I didn't say anything at all.
So basically, your New Year's resolution is nothing but a deferment. I'm not going to talk about it in a moment, but I'm going to talk about it the next day or 2 days later.
I didn't say that this was going to be a perfect transition, but one of my goals is to just sit there and not be tempted for the test.
Okay. Don't take the bait.
You will not tempt me.
You ain't gonna take the bait.
Nope. I could argue with you right now, but I won't. All right,
so argue me about what?
I'm just saying. I'm not being tempted.
About the fact that y'all didn't think about me for dinner. Is this what you're about to go back to?
No. Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. So moving forward, I'll let that pass. It really wasn't that heavy for me. It was more heavy for you than the way you're trying to explain it. So give me some things on your New Year's resolution list to argue less. What else?
So yes, to argue less and to be more present. So when I say be more
present,
does
that mean like buy me more gifts?
No, for me to physically be more present in the moment. So I'll give you an example. Like I am one of those people that can't really sit still. I could be mopping the floor, helping somebody with homework, talking on the phone, and answering the email all at the same time. I don't want to do that. If we are having a conversation, I want to sit and be present and look at you during the conversation. I want to think. I want to hear everything that you have
to
say. So
where the hell you be absent, like, during the rest of our conversations?
No, I was just thinking about how the floor is dirty or how to do this. Or, but I want to like be more present with everyone. So
no,
if I know that my time with the kids is 3 to 5, I'm with the kids from 3 to 5, and I'm not answering emails. I'm not cleaning up. I may cook dinner in the middle of that process because they have to eat. But I'm not going to do all the other things that are unrelated to them.
So basically what you're saying is that you just want to embrace the moment and like live in that moment.
Yes.
Not multitask. And that's part of where my thing is, because what I realize is that Christian's our last kid. Oh. Whether you like it or not, you know what I'm saying?
I thought we were adopting. A little Asian girl.
Somebody actually agreed with me yesterday. It was like, yeah, put me in the Four Seasons. I want. But this Christian's our last kid. And with that being, you're never going to have another kid again. And it's never going to be these same moments again. After he grows out of it, we won't experience these things again. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or at least for a very long time, until we have grandkids. You know what I mean? But in our house where we're responsible, we won't have those things again. So, you know, one of the things I've been preaching is taking it slower so that I can take this all in. It's all good when I had one kid and I was working and I was taking it in, but you know, this wasn't going to be your only kid. So if you feel like, yo, I really had to make a short term sacrifice for a long term benefit, so I had to work a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like how I did with Carson and stuff like that. It's like, all right, I know we're going to have another kid at some point, and then I'll hopefully be in a better place where I can be around more, this and the third. And this is now that time for me to be around more and present, because it's not happening again. So I want to cherish. I say that as he drove this car up and down his living room and does this fallout stuff. And it's like, this is really what you want to cherish? So when I'm trying to be better, he's starting to become worse. So no, I get being present in the moment. That's actually like one of my, you want to hear mine?
No, I'm going to finish mine. Thank you.
Okay.
So that brings me to another one. I'm going to be more assertive. I can be.
You like the way I threw that oop just now?
Mm-hmm. I can be very passive aggressive, which is annoying for myself and the people that I'm being passive aggressive towards. So I'm going to be more assertive. And I find that as women in general, a lot of us are this way, especially when it comes to
business.
Yes. You feel like, oh, well, who am I to say what I deserve? Who am I to say that I should state my point or my opinion or whatever it may be? It's almost like the salon seat at the table. Like, we don't feel like we deserve a seat at that table, so we take a back seat towards it. But I don't feel like that's fair. You know, like, business is not always fair. It just is what it is. You don't have to be nice. So at the end of the day, I've decided that I just want to be more assertive, because I know what I want. I know what I feel. I know what I like.
You gotta,
I know,
speak
what I
up
think
and grab it. And like Beyonce said that one time, like, you can't make friends. What did she say? Something about not being friends? Like, this is business. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta. Mm-hmm. And Lala even was on Steve Harvey's show, and she was like, 2018 is the year of the woman. You know what I'm saying?
She sure did.
So that'd be good for you in business, like being able to speak up, not settle, not feel like you have to compromise. And when you want something and this is what you feel your value is, that you step up and say, this is what I feel like I deserve.
Exactly.
As long as it's warranted, you know what
I'm
saying?
Not even this is what I feel I deserve. This is what I want. If you're not willing to give it to me, then I'm going to walk out of this door.
But you have to be confident with the repercussions of that, you know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
You got to be able to be confident and okay with, when I walk out this door, if they don't call me back or Ben,
then it just wasn't the opportunity for me.
So what I've learned in business is that you got to know what situations to be overly firm. You got to be able to gauge the temperature, but then not swing for the fences, you know what I'm saying, when it's not appropriate. You can't just boss up and level up and try to just go for it in every situation. You still got to be political. You still got to play the game a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But in those situations where you're determined and you got to put your foot down and this and the third, then yes, you have to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I
agree with that.
But you know what? I just did what they told us not to do in counseling. I offered you advice before you asked for it, as if my way was correct.
You did.
Marlene's going to be mad at me.
You're right. Because I sure didn't ask for your opinion on my New Year's resolution.
And you see, you didn't get mad. That's what I'm trying to tell you. This whole theory that she tried to teach us in counseling is not accurate, yeah?
No, I didn't get mad because I'm staying calm.
Oh.
Go ahead. Let us know some of your New Year's. You know what? We're going to stop using New Year's resolution. It's not a resolution. It's just a goal.
Yeah, bro. It's New Year, same me. I don't know what you thought, what you was being coming optimistic about. It's the same OC.
Well, you need to make some changes, brother.
No, the more personal things that I'm focused on, one is, like you said, to move slower, to be more deliberate, and to take it all in. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've worked a ton of years. I've had this organization, and for at least this year's our 10-year anniversary, and in addition to my other companies and other stuff that I've have and have had, that finally now where I am in life, in the position and everything that I've developed and grown, I need to be able to take that in some, you know what I mean? I know everybody says, yo, 24/7, I'm hustling day in, day out. And it's like, cool. I understand that. However, I do need to be able to take in the situation and the place that I'm in. For years, you work, you run with your head down, you can't take it in, and you just, you're not happy where you are. Not happy where you are, but you're working to get to the next level. So you're never able to embrace the process as much or embrace the benefits that your situation has provided you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to do that anymore. I want to be slow. I want to be deliberate about what I do. So when I get up in the morning, I don't want to have to be rushing from place to place to place. I want to get up. I want to chill. I want to drink a macchiato, caramel macchiato if I want to. I want to watch CNN. I want to just chill. I want to be deliberately slow, get dressed, make sure, because sometimes I run out, I forget to brush my hair, don't put my watch on, this and that. I want to be deliberately slow and take it all in. But personally, in relationship wise, I have 4 or 5 key component ones, and I think you may like these. You ready?
I'm ready. Go for it, babe.
So I want to be committed to having less ego, which will make me a better husband.
Lord.
Mm. I want to be patient.
I've been praying for this one.
Which will make me a better father. I want to be selfish, which will make me a better individual. And more concerned, which will make me a better family member. You know what I'm saying? And then I also want to be more empathetic and less desensitized, which will make me a better individual.
I was listening.
Damn, I thought I just like knocked it out the park, and you just sitting there like you want more.
No, I didn't. I wasn't sure if you
were
done.
Just amazed.
I think that's great. I think that those are things that will really make you an overall like almost close to perfect person.
Well, yeah. I mean, we only got like 5% to go. I'm hitting at like 95 right now, right?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
But no. So a less ego will make me a better husband. You know what I'm saying? Being able to let go of the ego and be real, understand your fault, understand your wrongs in a situation. Not just understand them, because we understand them, but it's that issue from understanding to your action or reaction that minimizes the understanding. And that's that ego part that won't allow you to do what you know you should be doing in that moment. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then patient as a father, because kids can sometimes be trying, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Selfish. So to be more about myself, to be deliberate with my health, to be deliberate with this, to be serious about my eating habits and stuff like that, mm-hmm, will make me a better individual. Mm-hmm. And then be concerned, because your family members aren't here forever, you know what I'm saying? Not that you're not concerned, that sometimes when you have a very robust and hectic life like me, juggling as much as I juggle, I'm lucky to have family members that understand what I go through and what everything I have on my plate, but I still want to be concerned and be in tune and know what's happening. And then I want to, this is the biggest one to me outside of the ego, the empathetic and less desensitized, which will make you a better individual.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like in Baltimore and just life in general, we'll hear about somebody that died. We'll hear about something that happened. Be like, oh man, that's sad. And it almost sometimes becomes just like a slogan that you use. Well, I'll pray for you and your family. You know what I'm saying? And you will, but it's like, oh man, that's tough. I'm sorry that you're going through that. And you mean it, but you've been desensitized through trauma so much in life, and especially growing up in like Baltimore and stuff like that. And being in the social work field, you hear it all. You know what I mean? So it doesn't weigh on you as same. And it doesn't make, if you're less desensitized, you as an individual can't be as like caring and empathetic. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that is like my goals, my personal feeling goals. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. No, I think that those are really good. I wasn't aware that you put that much time and thought into your goals for 2018.
Oh, those are just like two. I have personal goals, business goals, all that other stuff. So.
Okay. So, I mean, you did take New Year, New Me a little serious.
No, it's New Year, same me.
New Year, same me.
I'm not one of them people, I'm cutting this person off and all this other stuff. It is what it is. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think that you have to say I'm cutting people off, but I do think that you should close certain doors. I think that, for me anyway, I really try to take the time to do a self-evaluation and look at the things around me in my life that were going good and going bad and look at why they were going
that way.
So this
was a question I was about to have. So not only what are you transitioning to and what is your goals to develop at and be better at in 2018, what did you learn from 2017?
What did I learn from 2017? 2017 was definitely a year of learning. I can't say that to the least, but for me personally, I learned that I was just moving way too fast and I wasn't going anywhere. And I've said this to you and I've said this to a couple of people recently, but I just felt like I just always had something to prove. And that wasn't just in 2017. That was my life up until 2017. I just had so much to prove. I needed to prove that I was a great mom and a great wife and a great this and a great that. And at the end of the day, guess what? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Only you care. So what are you trying to prove it to? Like, if I decide that I'm going to go to bed and my floor is dirty, then I'm going to go to bed and my kitchen floor is just dirty. And it'll be dirty in the morning and I can mop the floor in the morning. I don't have to stay up to 2 o'clock in the morning trying to mop the floor. Or my kids don't have to have the healthiest lunch in the school. You know, like if I'm just super tired, then you know what? Tomorrow you're getting a Lunchable.
Well, I know that you said you have to prove things. And I think one of the better conversations that we've had was when we were in the fireplace room, and I just basically was like, I don't really care what you do. You don't have to, like, I love you for just who you are, and it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you work for what I found is that and this is what I told you, and I still believe this is like, you're working and you're infusing yourself to be in a race of life that, you know, due to our good investments and due to work ethic and things, the way you supported me and the way you've helped and the way we work together, is that you already have a significant head start, or if not at the finish line, you know what I'm saying? To a certain extent, not the finish line of life, but if somebody say, yo, here's what I want to be in life, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're trending in a very great direction to that. So feel like you need to infuse yourself to exist or to become notarized in a field of that doesn't matter, that values likes and notoriety over true substance and commas. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, babe, don't even waste your time trying to prove to somebody that smart.
That's not per se what I was saying. I wasn't saying that I was trying to prove myself to the Instagram world or to people that, successful. No, it was more so me trying to prove certain things to myself or to other people, as far as like, okay, for instance, I don't like, because I don't get up and go to a job every day like I used to. And if my job
is, you wanted to get up and feel like you were doing something,
yes,
to prove it to yourself,
exactly.
But that's what I'm saying.
Even just to prove it to myself, but to feel like, okay, if I'm not working, I don't have an excuse as to why I'm tired and my kids don't have organic oatmeal.
But this is what I'm saying to you as well. It's not just in the world of likes and notoriety, but this is what you see. It's like, oh, people are doing this and people are doing that. And it's like, yo, I work this hard so you don't have to worry about certain things if you choose not to. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. You don't have to put the burden on yourself to get up and drive yourself nuts. I love and respect what you're doing with your company. And I'm not saying by no means to not do it or to not do anything. I'm just saying, do it because you love to do it, not because you're conditioned to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And like how we said, you would just get up and go into the office just because you're just used to going to the office. And if you didn't, you felt like you weren't working.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think I infused a little bit more of what I learned in 2017, which is, it's not necessarily what I learned. It's just how I evaluate situations and evaluate people and know where I belong and know where I don't belong. And it's just crazy when you can sit back and see how people value likes, notoriety, and all that other stuff over like substance. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, for me, I just need to make sure I keep diversifying my circles to where I'm the dumbest person in the room. But then also, like, make sure that the people that are rolling with me have the same values and the same mission that we are trying to achieve. And achieve doesn't mean 50,000 followers and a whole bunch of likes. Achieving means, yo, this is our focus. This is our goal. Let's work to achieve that. Let's achieve that and let's get to the bags while we at it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's more along my situation.
Okay.
So I don't know if we're wrapping this thing up because you seem like you're like not giving me as much energy right now. You're like picking your nails and everything.
No, I'm just listening.
So tell me one thing you would like to see from me for the new year, and I'll tell you one thing I like to see from you.
That was on the spot.
And when I say see from you, I'm not necessarily going to reference nudes and stuff like that. However,
one thing I would like,
DM is available for you.
One thing I would like to see from you, I would say for you.
When you're married, you ain't even got to have a DM. We should just like start like a group chat, not a group chat. Because a group chat would mean that there's more people than us. But I'm saying, like, you know how we, like, go to New York and we share our photos in a shared album in New York?
You want a shared nude folder?
Yeah, like you ain't even got texted to me. You just upload it. You know what I'm saying? Like, boom.
Upload to the cloud. My nudes.
We're going to be like that movie.
What was that called?
I don't know. He was chasing it, going to people's house with a computer and everything. Sex tape.
Sex tape.
Sex tape, yeah.
My God.
One of your romantic comedies.
So one of the things that you want to see from me is to create a shared album on our phones of nudes.
No. I'd rather in-person nudes as well, but sometimes on the ride home I do need, you know what I'm saying, some extra motivation to drive a little faster.
Oh, my goodness. So I would like to see from you more present. Like, I do feel sometimes that Instagram, which we all love, most of us, has taken over your life a little more than I would have liked. Yes, a little more than I would have liked it to. You're not necessarily a poster, but you're gonna look and look and scroll and scroll and
like form of news in a long time.
And I understand that, but for me,
if you find out somebody died,
but hold on,
you can find out on Instagram before you can on CNN.
And I understand that, but for me, when we're together, because you do work a lot and we don't see each other often, I would just like for you to put your phone down.
Like, who else reported the Bruno Mars and Cardi B video? You saw that on TV? Where'd you see that at?
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I'm just telling you, it's not like I'm scrolling and, like, thirst trapping and stuff like that. I'm, like, watching the news, you know what I'm saying?
Did I say you were thirst trapping?
I'm looking at the news.
Or did I say that I would like for you to be more present when you're with me and just put your phone down? Because we don't see each other often.
Erykah Badu said she could make somebody put their phone down. What you gonna do?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so that was what I would like, just for you to put your phone down when you're around me. Not the whole time you're home, but, you know, just take some time.
So in order for me to, you got to make sure that the situation is engaging, exciting.
You were not supposed to come back.
No, I'm telling you what I need to help that situation.
No.
So, yo, you can't.
You just say okay.
That is okay. However, what I am saying.
How do you have an excuse?
However, in addition to.
How do you even have an excuse?
It's not an excuse. I'm telling you, it's going to make it more possible. So you can't just give me this far off situation, say, here's what I want you to do. Cool. In order for me to be able to do this, that I need some support on certain things. Is that not fair?
No. If you decide, okay, today's date night and we're gonna go to dinner, put your phone down.
That's cool.
Or if we decide, hey, we're going to have a basement party, put your phone down.
So here's what I'm saying. I don't think me putting my phone down is really what you mean.
Yes, it is.
Be more engaged is what you mean.
Both.
So this is to my point.
Are you really combating this?
I am not combating your point. I agree, and I will try to do that. What I am saying is that I need for you to be cognizant and to make sure that the situation is engaging and stimulant enough that it's keeping the situation occupied, that you're now not getting idle and picking up your phone just out of habit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't do it.
Because I'm engaging as hell.
No, you're on your phone.
But even in the midst, I'm sharing what I'm looking at and all that other stuff. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that, is that hard for you to do, to say, yeah, I will make sure I'm fun. I'll make sure I'm engaging. I'll make sure that whatever we're doing that is stimulating to the point where you won't even think twice about your phone.
Okay.
Thank you. So, I don't want to hear no rebuttal to mine, though, okay? Straight face. What do I want to see you do better at? I just want to see you continue to be more mindful, you know what I'm saying? And I like when you do nice things for me as well, you know what I mean? I like those little thoughtful things, you know what I'm saying? Like, people always like, yo, what do you get somebody that seems to have this and have that and have whatever? For me, it's like, yo, just the thoughtful stuff. It ain't the big stuff. Just to know that you was thinking about me, you know what I'm saying? Yo, I was out and I grabbed this. Or, hey, you know what I'm saying? I just thinking about you, so I wanted to shoot you this text. Or I grabbed you this card. Or, hey, I was at the sneaker store and I saw these and I thought these was hot. You know what I mean? These look like something you would rock. You know what I'm saying? Or just stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
So can I point out that in your examples of me being more mindful, they were all examples of me purchasing you something. Could you give an example
I
of...
I said write a card, write a letter. Say, hey, I was just thinking about you today. Yada, yada. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or, hey, you know what? Hey, I'm in the area. I grabbed you lunch. I just want to come and eat lunch with you. Mm-hmm. Or just like, hey, you know what? It's this new movie that came out. I know you like army movies. You know what I'm saying? Let's make a lunch date. Let's go to the movies and watch that.
Oh, God. Okay.
Just mindful stuff. Things that you know that I like. Engage me with that. Do that for me. You know what I'm saying? It's not about purchasing me something. It's not about big stuff. It's about like just the thoughtful stuff. You thought of me.
I can understand.
You did this for me. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a thoughtful person, so this is easy for me. I can hit this one out the park. Yeah. Okay. I'm super thoughtful.
Huh. Okay.
I am.
Okay. So.
New year, new me. I can't wait to meet the new you. You gave a really...
There's not a new me. I'm the same old person, just going to be modified slightly.
Okay, with the modified Chris Simon. I like the list. I 2. Like where 0. You say you're going with this. You know, I'm particularly interested in the less ego part.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pretty excited.
I'm excited too.
How do you feel about my new year, new me's?
I think they're cool. I think that, you know what I mean, I can already see the implementation of it, so, you know, it's cool.
So,
but, you know, I mean, it could be like the 2018 first day, you see everybody posting gym photos, and by February 16th...
Everybody fell off already.
Yeah, like you already bagged the Valentine, you closed the deal, and now you just like, ain't nowhere to be close. Ain't nowhere to be found in the gym.
No, I do have a problem with follow through, like staying consistent with things. But I really don't want that to be the case with this. Like, I'm going to try my darnest.
It's cool. It's on record now, so I'm just going to hold you accountable.
Yes.
Like, yo, reference, go check this out. You ain't doing yeah. I need that.
Yeah. I did. I incriminated myself. So, I really am. I'm going to try to do all the things I said. So that's kind of a wrap for us today. I don't know how many more times I'm going to bring this man back into the studio with us. I don't know.
I feel like we got some chemistry going here. What you think?
I mean, you know, we all right. I miss Sanjay, but we all right.
I mean, Sanjay ain't all that. You know what I mean? Nah, Sanjay, she's living her best life. You know what I mean? But I'm feeling this thing. Like, I'm getting comfortable on the set.
I see you did a lot of talking today.
Did I?
You did. A little bit.
I'm the captain now. I'm the captain now.
But I do want to just take this time again to thank all of our listeners, because 2017, we launched the podcast. I don't even think we've had it for longer than 9 months at this point, maybe 8 months, and it is doing so well. I mean, everywhere I go, there's somebody like, oh my gosh, we listen to your podcast. Oh my gosh, we love this, we love that. So I just find that really cool, because
you know what you should do? You should have your listeners DM you or send in what was their favorite, do like a vote. What was their favorite podcast of 2017?
Well, guys, you heard it. Chris would like to know, what was your favorite podcast of 2017?
It's okay if you say the ones with me on there as well. I get it, so it's cool.
So,
but no, really, you should.
You can DM either the TP The Mag Instagram page or Janina Dore or Sanjay Loves, either one of us, and just let us know what were your favorite podcast episodes. And then just let us know what you want to hear more of. You know, we want to make sure we're catering to you and your needs, because you are our listeners and we're here to talk to you about you. So hit us up, email us, let us know what it is that you want more of and what were like your favorites. And then don't forget that soon we're going to launch the Janina Dore vlog. So check us out on YouTube. And we already have a YouTube page. So
it's crazy. And it's a blessing, though. I didn't mean to cut your YouTube thing off. But to hear people actually comment and say, oh, I listened to the podcast. I did this. You were in Chicago. The girl said she listened. Someone there said they listen to your podcast and everything. You know what I'm saying? So it's great. I think that people do listen, and them comment and will help steer the direction of where you produce more content at. So that's awesome.
Yep. So let us know, and don't forget to check out our YouTube page. It's Total Package Magazine, actually Total Package Magazine. We have like somewhere near 150,000 views and almost 1,000 subscribers. So we got a good thing going over there, and that's where the vlog is going to be. And I think that's about it for today, right? So P. Chris, take us out.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it.
What?
Come to motherfucking bitches. I pull it with a lemon.
Wait a minute.
Not cause she ain't living.
Wait.
It's just
wait
your eyes get acidic, and this ain't a scrimmage.
Wait a minute.
We ain't finished.
What?
I told
wait
you we were.